Darren Frahella, very good morning to you.
And good morning to you as well, Mary. The big day is here, and Irish manager Vera Pauw says she's expecting Germany to name a full-strength team to face Ireland in their final Euro 2022 qualifier. Simply put, it's a must-win for the Irish team. I think beating Germany, though, we all know it was going to be a huge task. Germany, the top-ranked side in Europe, they've won all 7 games in this group so far. And if you just look at the scoring difference, they've scored 43 times and they've yet to concede a single goal. So it's a huge, huge task. The manager, though, feels her group are getting better all the time. And she feels a strong German 11 speaks volumes for how highly they rate this Irish team.
It's a compliment for us, but that is the harsh fact that we need to deal with. We're growing. In this camp, we're playing again better football than in last camp. Every camp, it's better football. Ruud Dokter was aside at the training sessions. He was there at every session. And he said literally to me, it's amazing how the pace of your game is going up. So that's a good compliment, especially because we've only seen each other 6 times in 14 months. And it shows how hard we've worked off the pitch also.
Yeah, 5 o'clock start at Tallaght Stadium. You can watch it on RTE2 from 4:30. More VAR controversy last night in the Premier League. West Ham beat Aston Villa 2-1. They go fifth, but Villa's Ollie Watkins denied a late equaliser. His arm was ruled deemed offside. But his arm was only offside because he appeared to be fouled and his body was pushed forward. So Leicester had the chance to go join top of the standings, but they were beaten by Fulham 2-1. But let's hear from the Villa manager, Dean Smith. A truly terrible night for him, in his opinion.
We've had a penalty that we've missed, and we've had a goal disallowed for a part of his body that can't actually put the ball in the net anyway. The goal that Ollie scores at the end, they've given it offside for his arm, but the only reason his arm's out there is because he's getting fouled. So he either scores or it's a penalty. Listen, I'm okay if it's a red line and he says he's offside, because that's the rules. But if his arm's up there because he's getting fouled, then that's a penalty.
Now the draw for the third round of the FA Cup will see Marine from the 8th tier of English football play Tottenham, only the second time a team from that division has ever progressed to the third round of the FA Cup. Big wins for Munster and Ulster in the Guinness Pro 14 last night. Munster 52-3 winners over Zebre. They now lead Conference B and they're double the points of second place Scarlets. Ulster have gone ahead of Leinster in Conference A. They were 43-13 winners over Edinburgh and Murrayfield. They have a game more play though. John Andrew scored a hat-trick of tries there on that one. Today's lifting of restrictions means that full player panels will now be allowed to travel and attend inter-county matches. The government confirmed yesterday that full panels will be able to attend men's and women's matches. Dan Shanahan feels the effort being put in by the women's GA players is not being recognised. The former Waterford hurler was a member of the county's management team, which qualified for the knockout stage this year. He was speaking on Game On last night.
They put in a massive effort, the ladies, to do what they do, but they never get the recognition. I feel for the girls, I feel for the Waterford girls because I was involved in them, but I just don't think the recognition that the girls, like the performances, the 2 semi-finals the weekend, and the conditions, the skill levels, the training they do to play the game is unbelievable. They just don't get recognised.
Now racing today at Limerick from 12:40, and for the latest sport, check out the RTE News app and the RTE website.